Well, let's look at what we're seeing on the livestock side. These hog futures bouncing. I mean, we saw nearly two-year lows earlier this week. So nice to see them moving into positive territory.
Well, when you look at hog futures, you would hope we'd get a bounce. We've been oversold and due for a bounce, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean the fundamentals have changed yet. The cash price continues to trend lower. Packet product prices are struggling. We did stabilize product prices a little bit today, and so that gave us a little bit of a boost. But we're also bouncing off some long-term support, and so being oversold and bouncing off of some long-term support, traders want to consolidate in here and say, okay, do we want to press the issue and go lower? I still don't like the fundamentals for the hogs, but it is good to see some green on the screen today.
What about these cattle? Who would have ever thought a Tuesday cash trade like we saw yesterday?
$170 cash, and yet we saw very little of any movement in the live cattle futures. Why is that? Well, we are seeing a little bit of a bounce today, but on Thursday, that's tomorrow, that's when the index funds start rebalancing their portfolios. At the first of every year, they determine, okay, we want to have like 6.73% of, say, corn, for example, and 7.21% of crude oil, and they'll do that for 15 to 20 or more different asset classes. And then through the year, those all move to varying degrees, and so that percentage gets all messed up. And so at the beginning of the next year, then they rebalance the portfolio. Well, when you look at what the beef complex has done, it now owns too big of a percentage of the portfolio. So it's been estimated by some that the funds may need to sell over 14,000 contracts of live cattle. So starting tomorrow, going for 5 trading sessions. So traders are reluctant to take futures up to match the cash until they see that index fund rebalancing and really have a better handle on it. And that's keeping a lid on it right now for both live cattle and feeder cattle.